Right now, it's time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Of course, the premier event on the LPGA Tour is coming up in just a couple of months, this November, at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. 32 of the finest female golfers in the world vying for that $1 million first place prize. For advanced tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or ADTChampionship.com. And joining us now on the line is the most recent winner on the LPGA Tour, Catherine Hull, who just last week won in the Canadian Women's Open up in Ottawa, in Ontario, Canada, at the Ottawa Hunt and Golf Club track. And she is now the 19th lady to automatically qualify for the ADT Championship coming up this November. Catherine, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes today.
No worries. Nice to be on the show.
Well, congratulations, first and foremost. You notched your first ever career victory, and you did it really in amazing fashion. You came from six shots behind going into the final round last Sunday at the Canadian Women's Open, and you end up winning with a 3-under par 69. You got to be pinching yourself. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. It's still just as exciting as it was last Sunday, and obviously very unexpected coming from six behind, but anything can happen in golf, and just really happy with four rounds of golf, and very honored to win the Canadian Open.
You know, Yanni Tseng was the third round leader. She entered the final round with a couple strokes lead, six stroke lead in front of you, couple strokes ahead of Sayree Park, and she had won the McDonald's LPGA Championship this past June. So she's not only a winner on the LPGA Tour, but a major champion. Were you surprised that she faltered in the final round?
I actually didn't know what was going on the final round because I wasn't watching leaderboards. But, I mean, I guess at the end of the day when I finally looked at the scores, I was very surprised. But, like I said, I mean, anything can happen in golf, and you can't control what anyone else is doing, so you just got to stay focused on how you're playing, and you never know what happens in the end.
Now, Catherine, you've been an LPGA Tour pro since 2004, so your fifth season as a pro on the LPGA Tour, and it's your first win. I'm sure you came pretty close a number of times. It's got to feel so good to finally get it done. What was the difference between this time, finally getting it done, and all those times in years past where you came close but didn't get it done?
That's a great question. My best finish was actually second at the Canadian Open a couple of years ago prior to this win. So, you know, a couple of top tens this year, but really it was just four solid rounds and staying completely in the moment and committed to my process. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm good friends with Betsy King, who's now retired. She's a Hall of Fame player. And I think she didn't get her first win until her seventh season on tour. So, you know, there's hope for people who don't win, you know, in their first couple of years out here, and this certainly is going to motivate me for the rest of my career.
LPGA Tour Pro Catherine Hull joining me here on the show. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Catherine, of course, came from six shots behind Yanni Tseng last week at the Canadian Women's Open to win with a final round 3-under par 69. It's Catherine's first victory on the LPGA Tour in her fifth season. Catherine, obviously one of the big perks of winning on the LPGA Tour, especially winning a tournament like the Canadian Women's Open, which was an automatic qualifier for the ADT Championship, a purse of over $2 million. You get automatically into the 32-woman field for this November, November 19th to the 23rd at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. How thrilled are you that you're in that field? Because that is pretty much the premier event of the LPGA Tour season.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be able to play down there. And I didn't realize that it automatically qualified me until I got into the media center after Sunday's presentation. And one of the ladies from the LPGA told me, and I was just in shock, really. But I think it's fantastic, and definitely give me something to work hard for the rest of the season.
Have you ever played in the ADT Championship? And if not, have you ever played at Trump International?
I have not played in the ADT. This will be my first time, and it'll be also my first time at Trump. So really excited and looking forward to the competition and the course. And I've heard the tournament's fantastic, so it should be fantastic.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because I know a lot of the ladies that we've had, Natalie Gulbis on the show, we've had Annika Sorenstam on the show in the past, and they kind of rave about not only the course, it's a great layout, a Jim Fazio design, world-class design, but the ladies get to stay at Mar-a-Lago, which is Donald Trump's just palatial mansion right on the water here in West Palm Beach. They get treated like queens for the week. I'm sure you've heard about not only the golf tournament itself, but the entire experience.
Definitely something worth working towards, and what a fantastic way to finish the season.
LPGA Tour Pro Catherine Hull joining me here on the show. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Catherine, you're an Aussie. You grew up in Queensland. You came over to the States to go to school at Pepperdine out in California, but you're an Aussie at heart, and I'm curious, how much have you been watching the Olympics and how your fellow athletes have been performing so well?
The Aussies always do well at the Olympics, and especially in swimming, obviously. And I watched a little bit of it last week, and at night, kind of unwind and get my mind off golf. And then I haven't seen too much of it this week, but we're certainly getting a lot of coverage back home for it, and it's just great to see, you know, a relatively small country doing so well.
You know, there's been a group formed over the last 6 months or so. It's a collaboration between the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, the Royal and Ancient, the USGA, the PGA of America. All the large governing bodies in the world of golf have come together and created the International Golf Federation, and Ty Votaw heads that up, and he is in Beijing right now as we speak, trying to lobby for golf to be a sport in the Olympics as soon as 2016. What do you think about that? Would you be thrilled to be an Olympian?
Oh, absolutely. I think it would be absolutely incredible for the game of golf, too. I mean, I know in Australia the last 5 years the participation rates have kind of declined. So if we could get golf in the Olympics, I think it would do wonders for the sport and really raise the profile.
Couple real quick ones before I let you go. I usually ask most of the professional players that we have on the show this question specifically. How many career holes in ones have you had, and have you kept any of the balls? Because I found that a lot of the pros, they really don't treat a hole in one as special as amateurs because they do it more often, so they don't even keep the balls.
Yeah, I've had two, and they've both been in kind of practice rounds. So, I mean, I guess the focus for us is on one round or a whole tournament as opposed to one shot. But they're obviously very nice to have, and yeah, save you some strokes on the scorecard.
Exactly. I'm still looking for my first. Last question for you. What's your favorite course on the LPGA Tour, and then what's your favorite course that you don't play regularly on the LPGA Tour?
I would say my favorite course on tour would be Superstition Mountain out in Arizona, and my favorite course off tour would be Flint Hills National in Andover, Kansas. It's a Fazio design, and every hole is different. I love it.
Well, good stuff, Catherine. Congratulations again on a fabulous victory last week. Your first career LPGA Tour win at the Canadian Women's Open by a couple strokes over Sayuri Pakki. Came from six behind Yanni Tseng with that final round, 3 under par 69. It's a great victory in itself. Obviously, it also gets you into the 32-woman field this coming November at Trump International Golf Club for the ADT Championship, of course, vying for that $1 million first-place prize. Congratulations. Good luck the rest of the way, and we look forward to seeing you this November in West Palm Beach.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, take care. Great stuff there from Catherine Hull.